Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. You may not immediately envision a human connection when thinking about fractal patterns, but as David Pincus, associate professor of psychology at Chapman University, says, the human experience and our connection to nature is highly influenced by these self-similar patterns.
It's easy to tell what is human versus nature made. Just look out the window. Humans build in straight lines, and Mother Nature works in fractals. Fractals are complex, self-similar structures. Branching fractal structures include trees, neurons, galaxies, even the internet. Fractal timing patterns include heartbeats, earthquake sizes, and stop times of traffic jams. Indeed, it seems that we are fractal too. Starting with family and group dynamics, we found repeated cycles of verbal turn-taking that are shaped like a fractal, with exponentially more small recurrence events compared to large ones, just like the large and small branches of a tree. We found that the size of these fractal branches reveal the power, closeness, and conflict among group members. Flexibility in these fractal structures seems to be a sign of relational health, and the ability to shift from rigidity back to flexibility is a sign of social resilience, like a tree that can shrink in the winter and grow in the spring. We've also found evidence that people naturally exchange fractal complexity in their physiological arousal with one another, especially through empathy. Vibes, perhaps? Fractals appear to underlie our habits and also the structure of our egos. The theoretical picture that's starting to emerge is that biopsychosocial systems are distributed, complex networks, capable of shifting toward rigidity in response to stress and then bouncing back towards growth depending on our resilience levels, just like a good hammock or a net that carries our weight, ideally without getting stuck, warped, or torn apart. On the grandest scale, these fractal psychological processes show us that we are at home among the rivers and rocks and trees and clouds, even the galaxies. We're part of nature's world. She connects us. Each of us is unique, and yet each of us carries her print.
That was David Pincus of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
You were getting used to changes, well, the change won't leave you alone.